Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Beginning the show, kicking it off right now, is I would say someone who may not want to be described as an icon. I don't know if people like to be described that way, but when I think of Judy Collins, I think of somebody who iconically represents the best of folk music, the best of interpretations of folk music. Judy Collins is a multi-talented, multifaceted human. She's also written books about certain mental health issues. She has been out there as a playing musician, as a singing musician, as somebody behind the scenes who creates extraordinary records. And she is coming to the Westport Country Playhouse this week, very, very quickly. And so we're going to hear all about the details of that. I don't want to keep her waiting any longer. Judy Collins, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we've chatted. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
Good
you?
I am great. I am great. And how are you? Where am I hearing you? Where am I hearing you?
I'm in New York today at home. Thank God.
Is New York where you make your home?
It is for a long, long time. Well, since 1963, I moved to New York full time. So I love New York and I love living here. But I did live in Connecticut for a while. You know, I was at the University of Connecticut with my husband who was teaching there, my starter husband.
Your starter husband. How many have you had, Judy? How many have you had?
Just two.
Okay. Are you still married to your second one?
I surely am. Aww. 45 years, very happily.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And yeah, he is wonderful. I'm so glad to be home. I just came back from Australia, where I was for about 2 weeks. And I like to say I never, ever, ever have what is it called?
Jet lag?
Jet lag.
Yes.
But this time I seem to have had a little bit. I was kind of woozy yesterday, and today I slept late, but Australia was beautiful. I hadn't been there for 10 years, and although I started going there in 1965 and have been there a lot, it's changed a lot, like everything has. But I'm still working and excited about the next project, as always.
So what brought you to Australia? Were you doing concerts there?
Oh, yes, I did a number of concerts. I had a great time, traveled. We didn't go to as far as Perth, which was in the original schedule, but, you know, between getting sick and having, I guess they call it just a long coughing spell, which caught me up, and I had to cancel the trip. But anyway, it was fine this time.
So when you go to Australia, when you travel all over the world, the music that you've created over the years, we think of it to some extent as quintessentially American. We know your voice. We know your accent. We know who wrote it. But when you go to the rest of the world, do they own it too? Do they think of it as their own when they hear you sing Both Sides Now or Send in the Clowns?
Oh, yes, they do. Plus, they love and they know the new album, which is called Spellbound, and it came out this past year, and it was nominated for a Grammy.
Wow.
So they know that one, too. So
congratulations, you know, to you.
Thank you. It's the first time I've done an album of all my own songs. I mean, I've written many songs, and I've put them on albums with other writer songs, but I've written so many. But they know these songs too, so they keep track. They go to the cloud, they get them, or they buy them from a store. That's a sort of unusual step. But I'm very happy with them, and I'd like to call up Leonard Cohen, who told me in 1966. He said, "I don't know why you're not writing your own songs," and I started, and I went through a list yesterday. I called I forget what she's called in the little box that plays the music, and I said, "Play Judy Collins," and she played "The Blizzard" and "My Father" and "Secret Gardens," so it was very exciting.
Wow. And so what kind of an evening will you be doing at the Westport Country Playhouse? You're going to be there on Friday, April 12th. What kind of an evening? You have so much to choose from, Judy Collins. What will you do?
You know, this past album was my 55th album.
I can't even.
Which is astonishing to me.
It is.
But I'll pull out some of the hits. I'll certainly do Santa Clowns and Both Sides Now. But then I'll do Girl from Colorado. I'll do The Blizzard. I'll probably do My Father. And probably mix in the Jimmy Webb song, Highwaymen. Mm. And I'll probably do a Beatles song or two. What? So there are a lot of things happening in this show, and I tell a lot of stories, and I tell jokes.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we're chatting with Judy Collins.
That.
Judy, are you still when you're on stage and in your own life, you were a piano prodigy. Are you still playing piano? Are you doing guitar? What instruments are you playing lately?
Well, I play guitar. I probably open with Norwegian Wood because I love it, and I'm dedicating it to King Charles III right now, which people think it's interesting what's going on over there, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Everybody around the world is worried about her. Last night, I was told by a guest at the dinner party that I went to that some people are thinking it's a double. Isn't that interesting?
What do you mean by double? What do you mean?
That whoever she is, she's a double. They've done it before with Kate in certain situations. So I have never heard that idea before.
You mean that somebody who's walking around impersonating her because the real Kate is someplace sick? Is that what you mean?
Or someplace getting well. Yes, that was the theory that I heard last night. I was amazed.
I don't think so.
I think I know what happened to her.
I have my own theory about the whole thing. You want to hear my theory, my speculative theory?
Of course.
Okay.
Tell me.
So we're chatting with Judy Collins. Okay. So this is a woman who had that terrible disease when she was pregnant three times. And I've actually interviewed the very famous scientist who has a cure for it. But she had that horrible, horrible vomiting when she was pregnant. She had the worst kind of terrible pregnancy.
Oh.
Terrible. Three times.
Oh.
And it can cause some real issues.
You know, every time she gave birth? You mean with her other children?
With her three children, Kate. She had that terrible thing where she had to be hospitalized because she kept throwing up and throwing up. It's a genetic horrible thing that some women get. Okay? And it's with a G. I forgot the name of it. And my personal belief, because if it's not cancer, I take them at their word, is that either she developed from that some kind of Crohn's-like colon thing where she had to have a bunch of her colon removed, which is shocking and scary and takes a lot
very
of time
scary.
To heal. And it's exactly what a normal human would need in the way of 6 to 8 weeks. Leave me alone.
Oh,
let me heal.
Leave
me alone. Let me heal. And then I'll be okay. She's unusually thin. Her whole life she's been praised for her figure. But you know what, Judy? We don't know if this is a woman who's had real intestinal issues and as a result of it is unusually thin because she can't eat.
Right.
We don't know.
Well, that explains it. Well, I'm still going to sing Norwegian Wood for King Charles.
I think you should. And by the way, Judy Collins, as long as we're talking, you have been very upfront about eating issues. You even wrote a book about it, right?
You know, it's my favorite book. It's called Cravings. And it is, here's what it is. It's the story of my eating disorder, which I had for about 11 years. But also, I went in, and I loved doing this. I wrote portraits about the eating problems of everybody from Lord Byron and King, speaking of kings, the first king of England in 1066 when he won the battle and took over the crown. But he was the first person in history that we know about who actually was trying to lose weight by drinking liquid, all liquid. Of course, you know it was beer then, but at least it was liquid. And of course, and I wrote about Dr. Tarnar's. He got shot by his lover.
Yeah, Gene Harris, the obsessive Scarsdale diet doctor. That's right. I remember him.
Right.
Yeah.
And he wrote about how to eat and how to, you know, how to clear up. And I wrote about the woman who started the other one, the big diet that Atkins. I was on Atkins frequently.
Okay.
And I loved Atkins because all the protein that you eat allows you to lose weight. Anyway, I wrote 10 portraits of these other people, and it was very exciting and wonderful to do the research of it. So go get it. It's my story, but it's also the story of many of these other people who had the problems.
Was Oprah in there? Judy Collins, was Oprah in there?
No.
No,
okay. I didn't talk to her. But I know she's had many issues with with food.
Sure.
And, you know, I have to call and make some appointments with my weight loss, my bone doctor, my bone understanding what osteoporosis needs, which is a lot of weights to do exercises. And I'm getting, because I lost a lot of bone. Of course, women do.
Yeah, they do.
When we get older, we lose bone, and it's actually most of all, it happens. And, you know, my dentist said to me, you know, they created a disease and then they created a treatment for it so that medical places would get paid for ensuring that we don't fall down and break bones and mm-hmm. so on. But anyway, that's part of my writing experience too. And I've put out something like 9 or 10 books, and I love to write about what's happened to me. And I like to help people because having lost a son to suicide, I was determined to try to break the taboo with people. And today, when Clark killed himself in 1992, there was nothing out there. No books. There were two books. There was Savage Gods by Alvarez, and there was a book by a woman who became my friend, Iris Bolton, who lost her son to suicide. She ran a clinic for health care in Atlanta, and her 19-year-old son took his life, which is not an attraction for a health clinic. So wow. She wanted to write about what happened with him, and a lot of people had it. It was called My Son, My Son, and it helped me, and I became very close friends with Iris, who was just wonderful to me. So music and art and life I've had to deal with.
You have.
And, of course, I've been singing since I was a child.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
and playing the piano. Yes, I play the piano, and I do the blizzard, and I do songs from my new album, most recent album. So, you know, I'm sort of a full circle person.
You are.
And I'll sing this. Yeah. I'll sing this song that I wrote about my I didn't write in my life, but I wrote a song called. Something or other, I forget. The only thing I remember is everything else, but sometimes the titles of my songs.
Yeah, it's interesting about the title. I mean, I write as well, and now I write opinions because I'm a judge. I'm always writing, and we're chatting with Judy Collins, and I have to say that half the time I can't remember what I wrote, and I don't know what that's about. I hit 60, I can't, and I've written poems, and I write. What I'll do is I'll cheat. I'll take a song melody from somebody brilliant like you, and I'll go to a birthday party, and I'll write other lyrics. You know what I mean? Because I can't write the tune, so I'll write other lyrics. That's what I'll do.
Well, that's very popular. People like Sammy Kahn would write things for birthdays with other people's melodies. So that's very popular. I don't do that because
you don't have to.
I don't have to because I'm not desperate enough, but
right.
I would. I admire you for doing that. I think that's a wonderful party gift is to sing a song with a melody that somebody knows within the words that are appropriate to the person whose party you're going to.
That's what I do.
I admire you for that. That's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Well, that's what I do. But then I can't remember, and I have to write it down. I have it in a file on my computer, so once in a while I can look at it. But if you ask me today to remember what I do, I can't remember it at all. And so at our ages, Judy Collins, do you need help with the lyrics on stage? Do you have like a little teleprompter there, or are they all good enough? And if you mess up a line once in a while, who cares? I mean, do you just remember the songs?
I was told what's his name? Jimmy, not Jimmy, but the guy who works, of course, at the big thing in the middle of town. He sings there every month, I think. What's his name? Anyway, Billy Joel. He told me years ago, he said, never leave your lyrics at home because you're going to get to the point where you have to have those lyrics. And I have them. Mm. I have, like a school child, like a high school student, I have a black binder and it has all the lyrics. And I know most of them, but if I have a moment, like you said, I'll look at them.
Right.
And I have very good, I'm 84 and I always tell my audiences that I'm 84 going on 27 because I'm so fit and I do the right things. I exercise. I eat right. I'm sober now 45 years. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Thank you, God.
Mm.
And so there are lots of things that we can do to prevent the aging problem from taking away our pleasures.
Yeah.
And our pleasures change. Since I don't smoke, I have plenty of time to read a lot of things. That I just finished reading McCullough's book about Truman again. I mean, we have to be reminded that there was, in fact, a man who was up front,
beyond
genuine.
My favorite. You know what? My favorite book about Truman was Merle Miller's Plain Speaking. And if you're interested in doing a deep Truman dive now, Judy Collins, you ought to read that. That is an unbelievable book about Harry Truman.
I'm going to read it right away because what I heard, I did it on a speaking because McCullough reads the book. But then when I finished it, my husband was also reading the real book, the one he was holding in his hand. And I said, you know, there's a lot missing here. It says up front, abridged. Well, I didn't realize it was abridged of all the other things I wanted to learn.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to go back to the book itself, which is in my shelf. It's a hardcover. And I have a few days at home, which I can spend finishing up. But I'll look for plain
speaking. And the thing about,
plain
and I remember
speaking.
Reading it, and the anecdote that really about Harry Truman, the one that was, I mean, maybe it's apocryphal, maybe it's true, but it's in the book, that he was walking out of the Oval Office on his last day, and he realized he had a pen or a pencil in his hand that didn't belong to him. And he turned around and he put it back on the desk. I just love that. I just love. Could you imagine that?
I love him.
I mean, could you imagine what the Clintons were accused of taking, and everybody else? They take, they take, they take. And,
yeah, they take, they take.
And
they
he
take, yeah,
and he felt like, it's not mine. You lent it to me. I was president for a while. Now I'm going to go back to Independence, Missouri, and I'm going to live my life. And that was the end of it. I mean, unbelievable.
And that was unbelievable. He was a man who had principles. Principles and clarity and honesty and bravery. And he did things like the time that he did the research when he was vice president of the habits of all of the manufacturing units who were dealing with making things for the war. And they were all cheating. And he went through and he spent weeks and months traveling and finding out what they were doing, and he brought a bill to Congress, and he cleaned up the crumbs of these places, and then they all became upstanding, honest companies. What an idea!
What an idea! Honesty.
What an idea.
Right?
Honesty.
Billy Joel wrote a good song about that, Judy Collins, didn't he? Honesty, what? Hardly ever heard, but mostly what I need from you. One of my favorite lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
He's so wonderful. He's such a good writer and such a kind man. And he got his writing credits back from somebody at Columbia.
Oh, really?
Recording. Yeah, he got them back, finally. He got his, I forget. I've never made a cent on any of the hit songs that I've had because we, in this country, we don't have, this is one of my soapboxes, by the way. We, from 1939, which is the year that I was born, we do not have a credit for singing a song on the radio.
I know. All the people who like you, who created, who made Both Sides Now the iconic, extraordinary song. I can still,
that's
I mean,
right.
You
that's
didn't,
right.
I know, because I think Joni Mitchell wrote it. So every time it's played with you singing it, she gets a dime. I know.
She gets my dime.
I know. She gets your dime. I know.
She's so lucky.
I know.
She's a good girl and fabulous writer.
I know.
But
I
she
know.
Does. She does get all my dimes for singing her song.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, and you know, we're the only country in the world, Lisa, who does not have a performance royalty. That's what it's called.
I didn't know
all
that.
All those pennies. Yeah. All those pennies. This is including Sinatra. All those pennies that are made by the radio play of my songs, they go to the radio stations.
I know our radio stations pay an ASCAP fee, but I thought everything went to ASCAP and to the songwriters. But either way,
went to the writers. They don't go to the singers.
They do not go to the singers. Isn't that crazy?
No performance. And you know, I called Bette Midler one day and I said, Bette, we're not getting the money from our. She said, what? Everybody I tell this says, what?
It's shocking.
And of course, everybody goes to Congress. All the units like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame and all, they all go to Congress every year and they beg and plead. I've been to Congress myself with Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, and they were pleading for their royalties on the songs they recorded, which were famous. And after the session was over, Joyce, who was married to Sam, I'm giving you another. You gave me Kate. I'm going to give you Sam Moore.
Let me hear.
His wife, Joyce, said to me, you know, the last time we were here pleading for our royalties from the songs that Sam sings of other people, she said, we got death threats. I said, what?
What?
Oh, no, because the lobby for the radio is huge and powerful. And they were the lobby. The guy who represented the lobby was saying he was about four feet wide and 6 feet tall. And he was sitting next to me in the Congress. And she said, oh, no, the radio stations have the all the money that is made from us performers. You know, that's get the performers. That's what it's called. You know, make them work until they're 105. Well, look, I appreciate being the George Burns of the folk music community.
Oh, Judy Collins, you're such a treasure. You really are. And it's so great to chat with you and hear how vital and alive. Your brain is still at 84 years old. If you would, I thought maybe you were 74. I didn't know you were 84.
Oh, well, I feel like I'm about 16. So yeah. That's a good trade-off.
Oh.
We have a great time together. We should get together before the show and trade stories.
Okay, I'll come backstage April 12th. I promise.
Please.
All right.
Please.
We'll
okay,
do.
Darling.
All right.
Much love.
Judy
Take
Collins.
Care.
Thank you. Judy Collins coming Thank to the Westport you. Country Playhouse. Probably almost sold out. Make sure you get your tickets April 12th. We'll be right back.
Thanks, dear.
Are we a pair?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@lisawexler.com.